Hi, this is Dave and Mel from the Braillists Foundation, and you are in lesson 4 of Braille for Beginners. Mel, which letters will we be covering this time?
We will be covering 6 letters this time. The first 3, which are on page 8 of the resources to give you a chance to find your place, G, I, and U, and then we will be covering J, N, and V.
Okay, so 6 letters to come. Now, in the previous lesson, we did a bit of a recap, 13 letters. So we are at the halfway point, and I suppose it's probably a good idea to make sure that you're really solid on those 13 letters before adding any more into the mix, or you're just going to become even more confused.
I think you're absolutely right. And all the things we've covered so far, it's always good to go over them. All the tracking, the ideas for good tactile skills, and as you say, all those shapes, make sure they're good and clear and you're happy with them, and then we'll move on.
Okay, so the 6 new letters, let's take those in 2 groups of 3.
That's right. So we're starting at the top of page 8 on our resources page. First one, letter G, that's dots 1, 2, 4, and 5. This is very much a square of dots because it's the 4 top dots of the Braille cell. So the 2 bottom ones are missing. And I think, would you say it's a good grid or square shape?
Grid is the way I remember the G, yeah. So it's the 4 dots in the top part of the cell that make a grid for the letter G.
And really, if we were talking about corners, I suppose this one is all the 4 corners are all in together making that grid, isn't it? So there we are with our letter G. The next one, the letter I, so the 2nd line down on our page now, this is dots 2 and 4. Another slanting shape. We've already had the E. So how do you think of this slant then, Dave? Because it goes the opposite way.
I think of this as a hill. I think of the I in hill. We're going up a hill. It's an incline.
Right. So this goes up a hill, dots 2 and 4, the letter I. The 3rd line down, we have the letter U. That's 1, 3, and 6. So this, we have a dot at the top and a bar across the bottom of the shape of the letter U. Probably like an M upside down, would you say? Because you've got the bar at the bottom instead of the top on this one.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. So what about practicing the G, I, and U? How should we go about that?
Well, we have a mixture of G, I, and U on the next line down on our resources page. The G being the grid, the I, the slant, the uphill, and the U, the dot at the top and bar at the bottom. So when you're happy with those, you move on to the next line where they get mixed in with the other letters that we already know and love. And there are some little tricks in here because, just to give you an example, the first couple of letters on this mixture line, you have a G, which is fine, that's your grid shape. Then they put a K. Now, K, we know that it's dots 1 and 3. We know there are 2 dots, but it could easily get mixed up with an M or a U if you weren't concentrating. So they're kind of tripping you up a little bit now sometimes and making you stop and think. So practice that line. Then we will move on. The next 3 lines, we have words, practicing first the G, then the next line the I, and the next line the U. Examples of that, we have at the first, the G line, we have the word bag at the beginning of that line, and then a few more to practice. Then on the I line, the next line down, we have a nice easy word actually, ill. So we have the I and 2 L's there to make the word ill. Then at the beginning of the line practicing the letter U, we have the word bus, B-U-S for bus. Then finally, we have some sentences at the bottom just for further practice.
Now, one of the challenges that Braille readers sometimes experience is this whole notion of reversals, you know, because certain letters, they kind of reflect each other. So we talked about the E and how, you know, I think about that as a slide going down to the right, and the hill, the I, goes up to the right. And sometimes people get the I and the E mixed up. And I think it's sometimes helpful to have some sight words that you remember, you know, like ice, for example, is a good way of remembering I, C and E, because it gives you this kind of almost like a bridge shape. Do you find that helpful, Mel?
Absolutely, yes. We used to say it was like the roof of a house because you go up one side, across the top and down the other side. So anything like that that's going to help you remember these shapes, it's much easier to remember them in words.
Indeed, yeah, remembering the whole word shape as much as individual letters. So for the new letters that we've introduced this time, how would we write those?
Right, so we get our fingers ready. Remember, we have three fingers on the left and three fingers on the right hand for the G, the index fingers and the middle fingers, so on both hands. For the I, we have the middle finger on our left hand and the index finger on our right hand. And for the U, index finger and ring finger on our left hand and the ring finger of our right hand.
Okay, and that, of course, is if you are writing using a Braille keyboard. And if you visualize writing those letters with your fingers, that can be a good way of learning to remember the patterns as well. Let's perhaps move on then to our next group of three letters, and then we'll do a kind of a recap at the end of all of them.
That's fine. So we're going to move on then to page 9 of our resources, starting with the letter J. Another corner shape. This is dots 2, 4 and 5. So with the dot 1 missing, that means that the very top left part of our corner is missing. And I reckon this one is sort of like a print letter J, because you could say it goes down and to the left. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
The next is the letter N. Dots 1, 3, 4 and 5. Quite a difficult one to feel. It is a little bit like the corner shape at the top, but there's very much a gap at the bottom right of the shape. So difficult one to describe. I don't know whether you want to have a stab at that, Dave.
It is a tricky one. Yeah, I think about maybe the word and, A-N-D, that the N is a bit like the D, but it also includes, you know, the dot 3. There's also maybe thinking about the word any, A-N-Y. So it's kind of like the Y, but it doesn't have the dot 6. Again, you know, try and find some sight words like that that help reinforce the letter in context, I guess.
Yeah, and also we've already had the letter O, which we called the arrow. Sometimes it can get mixed up with this, but you do have a definite bar across the top. So that's another way of doing it. So the next line down on our resources, our final new letter, the letter V, and this is dots 1, 2, 3 and 6. A definite tall shape with a bar going across the bottom, like a print letter L, would you say? Like a capital L, really, print letter.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Not entirely dissimilar from the letter U.
Yes, but with a definite bar rather than the gap.
So is that's all six?
That's all six, yes.
Okay. Before we recap, and we will do that here in a second, let's just summarise how we would write those three letters.
Right, so the J, first of all, and that's 2, 4 and 5. We have the middle finger on our left hand and then the index and middle fingers on our right hand. The N, dots 1, 3, 4 and 5, the index and ring finger on the left hand, the index and middle finger on the right hand. And the V, dots 1, 2, 3 and 6, all three fingers on the left hand and ring finger on the right hand. We should just say before we move on as well that we have lots more practice on this resources page 9. So there is a line of mixed letters J, N and V. And then you've got them mixed up again with all the old letters. You have three word lines to practice with J first, then N and then V. And then you have a couple of sentences as well.
Excellent. Okay. And shall we just summarise those six letters introduced in this lesson?
we had G, dots 1, 2, 4, and 5, I, dots 2 and 4, U, dots 1, 3, and 6, J, dots 2, 4, and 5, N, dots 1, 3, 4, and 5, and V, dots 1, 2, 3, and 6.
Okie doke. Well, be sure to practice those and add them to the 13 letters that you already had. So that takes us up to 19. So we're almost three quarters of the way there in terms of the alphabet. What have we got to look forward to next time, Mel?
Next time we have the letters R, X, F, and P.
Okie dokie, R, X, F, and P, and they will be coming up in Lesson 5 of Braille for Beginners. But until then, from Mel and myself, Dave, bye for now.